Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Didn't take long for a Coast Guard helicopter forward deployed on the North Slope to be called into action. The H-60 rescued a stranded hiker yesterday morning. He was identified as Olaf School of Norway. His hiking companion had fallen off a cliff and was swept into a river near Adigan Pass. He apparently tried to contact state troopers by satellite phone. Troopers then called the North Slope Borough, which in turn called the Coast Guard. Search and rescue controllers say the H-60 picked up school near the Galbraith Lake area in the vicinity of Adigan Pass. The helicopter crew was unable to retrieve the body of his companion because of terrain and water conditions. A North Slope Borough helicopter was to be dispatched yesterday to recover the body. School and his companion were on a hiking trip across the Brooks Range from the Canadian border to the Bering Sea. The H-60 from Kodiak is stationed in Barrow this summer because of anticipated increased activity in the Arctic Ocean with less sea ice. Four people were rescued when their fishing vessel sank this morning in southern southeast. Crew, the 78-foot Mary Kay, issued a Mayday call before 11 o'clock last night while it was in northern Dixon Entrance. Lieutenant J.G. Eddie Michino of the Coast Guard Command Center here in Juneau says the vessel sank about 3 o'clock this morning, about 10 miles south of Prince of Wales Island. Four people abandoned the Mary Kay into a life raft. They were picked up by the nearby fishing vessel Northwind and are now being taken to Ketchikan. No major injuries reported. About 2,500 gallons of diesel were reported on board the Mary Kay. Michino says the Marine Safety Detachment in Ketchikan plans to check out the scene for any pollution. Two of the three people accused of arson last month at Adair Kennedy Field appeared in Juneau District Court yesterday. A bench warrant has been issued for the third. 24-year-old Dylan West, 23-year-old Ryan Martin, and 18-year-old Ashley Johnston, all Juneau residents, face criminal mischief and trespassing charges. West and Martin are also accused of furnishing alcohol to minors, and Johnston has been charged with minor consuming. Martin says he's been unemployed since last October. His next court appearance is next month. West says he works at Marlin Teenies and just started working at Bullwinkle's. His trial is scheduled for October 13th. Johnston was a no-show, and District Court Judge Tom Nave ordered a $500 warrant for her arrest. A sunny day in Juneau means temperatures in a closed-up car can soar in a hurry. With yesterday's temperatures over 70 degrees, CBJ Animal Control was busy rescuing dogs from vehicles. In fact, on warm, sunny days, Animal Control Director Matt Musselwhite says officers spend most of the day doing welfare checks on animals in cars. He says it really doesn't take warm temperatures to cook a car and your pet if the windows are closed.
One of the vehicles that we looked at today and ultimately removed the animal from the vehicle, the inside temperature was recorded as 134 degrees. So it doesn't take very long for the temperatures to rise in a vehicle that is out in the sunshine with no windows open.
Musselwhite says if you must leave a pet in your car or truck, park in the shade, provide plenty of fresh water, make sure windows are open enough that fresh air will flow through the vehicle, but the animal cannot escape. And the Capital City's fourth annual Governor's Picnic is tonight. Governor Sean Parnell, First Lady Sandy Parnell, and some of Parnell's cabinet will be on hand to dish up fresh barbecued salmon, hot dogs, and other picnic fare. It starts at 4:30 and runs to 7 o'clock at Sandy Beach.